Good morning, Ayo Chill. I am talking to you from Florida. Just flew in yesterday, and what we're going to talk about this morning is shitty jobs. I'm here with special guest.
Hello, it is I, Sarah.
And just a quick synopsis of my whole job journey. I've honestly feel like I feel like the last two real jobs I had were the shittiest jobs, which was working at an ice cream shop, and then the other one was being a waiter. And both of them felt terrible, more on the team setting rather than, if anything, well, I guess not really team setting, it was a management setting. And I think this kind of relates to the topics I talked about the past couple of days, where we were talking about how we might feel lost. And we might feel talking about an identity crisis is what we've been talking about the past couple of days, and how maybe we're at a job that feels like a dead end, or we feel like we're at a job that might just be what we're working for experience or for money. And I think it's hard to find something that you actually want to do and it fulfills you. Right now, I'm taking the hard route of being like, hey, I'm going to freelance and try to make it work. And even though sometimes I leave a job like with $40 and I've worked 12 hours, I leave with a giant smile on my face. But that smile on my face doesn't necessarily pay the bills. So lately, I've been thinking about taking up a serious part-time job just to try to mend the things that I need to pay for. But how that all relates to shitty work. Sometimes the job you have doesn't necessarily feel like the greatest things at all times. And I think maybe at the same time, we all kind of feel like every job we've ever had kind of turns into a shitty job at some point. I don't know if I'm going too off the rails, but
I think that's accurate.
Yeah, it gets mad at existential sometimes.
It quickly turns into something that you really, really wanted, into something that you really, really hate.
What do you mean by that?
Like, when I first, because I work at a job right now that I really, really, really wanted, because I knew it was going to be a really big stepping stone for me, and I knew it was going to, you know, help me a lot, and I was going to learn a lot from this job. But I've been at this job for over a year now, and I think about quitting every single time I walk through that door. And it hasn't even really been that long. So, a lot can change in a short amount of time.
And it's, like, something that you have to do to, like, you know, kind of get to the higher levels you want to, right? Because you're building experience at this job regardless, yeah. Right?
But this is my own personal thing, but I think I've gotten to a point where I understand, like, that it's time to move on. And I think moving on is a really hard thing to do for a lot of people, especially when it comes to work, because even if you're miserable, like, it's still comfortable because it's more like, what's that expression people say where it's like the devil you know versus the devil you don't or whatever.
I actually think that brings up a fantastic point because when I used to work at Cinnabon, I was probably the happiest I ever been in my work career besides where I'm at right now. And it didn't take my mom dying. I didn't think my mom dying to leave that job, but I do remember when COVID hit, you know, that kind of was a big catalyst. Even though I went back, I was working two jobs at one point where I was working at Cinnabon and then working at the ice cream shop. And I remember how fulfilled at the time I felt with the ice cream shop because it allowed me to like drive around while COVID was happening. And I was like, this is cool. I get to be out the house. But the point I'm trying to make is leaving a job you might be comfortable at to then find other pastures. And I don't necessarily think, I think that might be a big thing of growing because it's hard to leave something you're super comfortable with, you know?
Absolutely.
I loved Cinnabon. And at the time, like I was like, I want to say top dog there, but like, you know, I didn't report to anybody except like my manager, you know, and like I was a supervisor and then I ran shifts and I was happy and the crew I worked with at the time really felt like family. And So when I left that job to go work at an ice cream shop, like, that ice cream shop fulfilled me for a little bit, like, at the beginning, but then I ended up, like, absolutely, like, loathing it. And I remember one of the last things my mom said to me, about, like, work-wise, she was like, hey, like, maybe it's good to try something new and just, like, go for it. And so when I fully left Cinnabon, I was like, all right, I'm gonna just go for this ice cream job. And then I got comfortable at the ice cream job, low-key, but then, like, I really started to hate it. And then I was like, all right, I'm gonna go be a waiter. And then I was a waiter for a while. And I really loved it at the beginning. And I got sort of comfortable, but then I ended up hating it as well. And that ended up with me getting to the point where I'm now, where I'm, like, freelancing, editing, doing video shoots, blah, blah, blah. And I don't think I'd be here now if it wasn't for taking that step out of that comfortableness, that super comfortableness, and super being satisfied money-wise, career-wise, happiness-wise. And it's not like I left and everything got better. It was like I left and things got worse. And things got more worse. And then finally when things got, like, that downhill, I was like, all right, well, there's nothing up from up here. And arguably, I would say that now I'm in such a better place career-wise, like, than I was at Cinnabon. And not only that, like, I'm doing a lot better career-wise. I'm not doing better financially, but...
How's your brain doing?
My brain's fantastic.
That's what counts, I think.
Yeah, and my brain feels pretty on point with everything I'm doing right now. I feel like, even though I've been doing this now for like 4 years, it's crazy. I feel like I'm literally just in the beginning of it, although I've grown so much. And yeah, dude, I would say all those shitty jobs led up to me being who I am today and stepping out of that bubble that we like to put ourselves in sometimes is some of the most important things. And I think that idealistically, everybody wants to step out of that bubble and have everything be better. And I don't think that's life, you know?
Yeah. More often than not, things will get a lot worse before they get better.
Yeah. And I think, I forget what I was talking about the other day. Let me look here. I was talking about, I forget on which GMAC that I was talking about it with, but I was talking about how school kind of pre-trains us to be like, oh, every time we do something new or every time a year passes by, things will get better and better and better. And I think that could be true mentally, but sometimes that's not true physically, or it's not true monetarily, or it doesn't look like it's true. Sometimes progression also is, sometimes taking a step back is part of the progression of moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Damn, bars, bro.
Bars. But yeah, I don't know. What else is there about shitty jobs? Anything come into your mind real quick? We're not doing bad on time.
The only thing I can think of is how badly I want to quit my shitty job, honestly.
So here's a question then to what I'm saying. Do you expect the next thing you do to be better than this job?
Yes, because I feel like I'm in a position where I don't see how it can get worse. Mm. And that's schedule-wise. You know what I mean? That's mostly schedule-wise. But I think you're right about the whole school thing, and like every year is supposed to get better and better. And I think I have that expectation with these jobs that I'm doing, but I also feel like comparing my journey in my career and like your journey, I feel like I currently am like when you were at the ice cream shop. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like the next thing, like, I feel like this job is doing to me what that ice cream shop did to you, where it's pushing me like so far out of like, I don't even want to say a comfort zone, but just, like, the level of uncomfort.
The brink.
Yeah, literally. Like, seriously. Yeah. I'm getting there. Slowly but surely. That's all.
All right, so let's end this podcast with shittiest job memories. I don't know, let's say like our top three. Doesn't have to be in any specific order. All right, how about top three, or whatever you think of. It doesn't have to be top three.
Do it like in a sentence, like top three worst stories in a sentence.
How does that work?
Or like in a haiku.
In a haiku?
Yeah.
How do you write a haiku?
Haikus are like, it's like five syllables, and then seven syllables, and then five syllables. It's like three lines.
Fuck.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just thinking about it because I'm just being terrible at it. All right. Let's do the haiku thing. Why not? All right. My favorite. All right. Just favorite memory or worst memory? We'll keep it 1-on-1.
We'll do worst memory.
All right. Worst memory? All right. Worst memory? All right. 575? That's what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get canceled. Big, bald, mean, fat guy.
That's five.
Yelling at me.
A lot. Ouch.
A lot. Ouch. Okay, I like that. A lot. Ouch. One week notice week later I quit.
Nice. Very good.
Thank you.
Was not scheduled. Is that two?
Yeah.
Scheduled work. Mm-hmm. Shift. Was not scheduled shift.
Mm-hmm.
Got called early in morning.
Mm-hmm.
Got stuck at Bear Mountain. Mm. Yeah.
Tough. I remember that story.
Yeah, that was awful.
I remember that story. Well, Ayo Chill, I hope you have an amazing morning. I hope that everything you do for the rest of your day is filled with love, peace, and unity. Always remember that you can give way more love than energy. You can focus on hate. It is Thursday. I forgot to say this at the beginning. It is Thursday, March 7th. It is a beautiful, sunny, clear day in Florida. I really hope it is a sunny, beautiful, clear day in New Jersey. Much y'all to love to y'all always. Make sure you check out everything that I got going on. I don't know, Sarah, do you want to shout out your Instas if you want people to follow you?
No, just eat ass and smoke grass. That's all I have to say.
All right, I guess this episode became explicit. Have a beautiful day, guys. I'll catch you later.